Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. Here we are. My name's Brian Gittins, and with me, as always, I've got the blonde... what should we call you?
Bombshell, perhaps?
Not blonde, but I'm not sure about that.
No, that's a bit un-PC, you're quite right. Kestrel blonde, Kestrel hovering above, giving everyone luck. High fives on my wings.
And to my left, I've got Kim Noble. Thanks so much, Kim. Kim Noble. I'll make that clear. Thanks for coming along.
Well, I appreciate it.
But do you?
No, I do, but you only contacted me. Yet someone must have dropped out, right?
No one dropped out. No.
No, you were on our wish list.
No, I'll tell you what happened. We thought we'd booked five guests, and Rupert emailed and said, this is looking beyond the curtain here. It's quite interesting.
Of admin.
Rupert said we haven't booked a fifth guest, so I said, I'm going to go for Kim.
Normally, I get asked when someone drops out. That's the only reason I'm here. I mean, I'm happy to be here. It's lovely.
You're here every week, mate.
Yeah. I'm only just down there. So
where?
Just on the beach there.
I'm glad you said that because to let the people know where we are at home. We're on a raft, David.
Yes.
We built the raft ourselves. Where are we exactly on the ocean?
We are wandering past Hawaiian trees and pelicans and parrots.
It's very well bound.
It took us a long time to put it together.
We've got lots
of bamboo sticks and elastic bands, and we've popped it all together, and it's a three-man raft.
Did you bring the materials out, or did you have them...
Well, you were there, Kim.
You just kept...
I don't know why you're asking.
Well, I was around behind the bush at the time.
Sort of slacking off there. It's me and Brian did most of the heavy work.
I was wondering what you were doing, but...
We brought the elastic bands. God gave us the bamboo sticks. Evolution.
Yeah.
So
we
married them together, and now we've got a vessel to sail on.
Yeah. Okay.
It's quite spacious.
Oh, it's very massive. Spacious. Lovely. I feel as though we've all got our own little corners.
Yeah. You're sort of lying out with your legs open and your hands behind your head. I wouldn't mind if you sat up, because I think it's a little bit roomy.
I do apologise. I got too relaxed. That's what happens when you spend too much time on a raft with men. You sort of become a bit too relaxed. And
it's en suite as well, which is...
It is very nice. You've got that corner there to the left, which you can use for any disposaling.
Yeah, definitely. I've been disposaling already.
Well, you're a man. You've got these needs.
Yeah.
Use away.
Yeah.
What can we see? So if we look...
Splish, splash, splash. Room for one more on the raft. Splish, splash, splash.
There's obviously Charles on the right.
There's four corners to this raft. Take one of the corners, Charles.
So if you look to your right, gents, what can we see?
I can see a large tanker in the background. Obviously, an oil company. They're ruining the environment. And then to the right, we've got the sun, the horizon.
Oh, is this a political raft?
Yeah.
I didn't really. I just thought we would...
Yeah.
Just chucking a bit of politics. We've got to look after Mother Earth type of thing.
Okay.
There's a reason why this sea's polluted.
Yeah.
And it's,
what is that reason?
It's the big bucks, it's the cowboys out there, the Americans, and they're drilling for oil. I don't want to go off subject, but I don't want to get too sort of into politics. But they're just wandering in here, not to look after the natives, just to look after their pockets.
Yeah, that is a big tanker. That is a big tanker.
It's casting a shadow and it's ruining my tan.
Yeah.
Says.
Okay, right.
Tidal.
Waves.
Which way are we going?
Tidal way. Licking my finger, we're going north, I think, which is...
How did you work that out, licking your finger?
I think if you lick your finger, you can feel where the wind's drafting around the fingertips.
Is it just on your finger that you have to lick?
I'll be the cup. By all means, lick away. This is team effort.
Okay, I'm just going to have a lick.
There we go. It's like a Labrador, nice, healthy, warm Labrador lick.
What can I taste? It's salty. Why is that?
I had a few peanuts, maybe KP peanuts. I don't know if... Yeah, it is quite salty. I don't know what I've been up to with that. So,
Do you want to lick his finger?
No, I was in the queue.
You can, but if you want to later, it's up to you. It's hovering there. It's something you can get involved in
can
later.
Can I have a lick, David?
Please do, Robot.
All right, let's have a look at Charles's tongue. What does his tongue look like?
Oh, God.
Like some foil from a Kit Kat or something. There it goes. It's very cold. I can tell it hasn't got the warm
solid bronze.
So solid sorry. Bronze.
Solid bronze.
Solid bronze tongue. Goodness me, that should have a health and safety warning, that should. Goodness.
OK, I'm going to ask the first question. Here we go. David, who was your best friend growing up?
My best friend growing up was Christopher Brace. He lived in Port Slades. He was a slightly overweight chap, and he still is now, and he's proud of it. Simple as that. You know.
Proud of it?
I think in the case that he's never got rid of the fat. You know, he could have gone on to Weight Watchers, or he could have, in some way, not back on the calories. And he's got a good-looking wife.
Do you still see him?
I see him in the distance.
Oh, OK.
And, I see him in the sense that when I was... I was his best friend from the age of about 8 to 13. Then I left.
What happened? That was a...
I moved from... My dad got a promotion. He went up in the world.
To do what?
Engineering. He went from engineering pylons to engineering computers. So it was the 80s and computers became quite big and he leapt onto that boat and it sailed off and it took us away from Brighton to Portsmouth. But anyway, that's a bit of autobiographical information there. I then went to Portsmouth, lived there for a few years, bumped into Christopher.
Can you remember the day when you went, we're moving?
The day I moved?
Yeah, did you say goodbye to Chris?
I didn't, actually.
Did
you not? I'm starting to realise now why, when I did see him back in the streets of Brighton, I said hello to him, he just didn't give me eye contact and wandered off.
Yeah.
He looked a bit cooler, a bit trendier there.
You should reconnect.
That's what the internet's there for. Believe me, I've tried to reconnect with him.
Have you got his address? I mean, we'll go... I'd head
you'd
around.
Get around there, wouldn't you?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Pop his postcode in the old sat-nav.
Have you got his address? Yeah.
I've got all these internet details, but I've never been able to go further to get these postcodes.
Okay.
Well, so I've poked him in Facebook. I've chucked him a tweet via the internet.
Let's call him.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
If it's physically possible, yes, I'd love to.
Well, let's do it now.
Let's do it.
Well, have we got the digits? Have we got the? I'd love to talk to Christopher Brace and reconnect that bridge.
I'd like to chat to. I'm maybe able to become his friend as well.
I guess so. Three's a crowd, but you know, it's not like you could join in, sort of thing.
Yeah. A bit cheeky.
That was it. No, well,
it's out of order.
It was a bit. No. Yeah. Three isn't a crowd. Three is three musketeers.
Yeah.
That's how we should see. We should see
that's
three men.
Is.
Yes. Three musketeers. You're quite right. That was a bit cheeky. I have to watch that.
Yeah. We could call this section Embrace Brace.
Oh, lovely, Embrace Brace. The thing is, I think my hopes are getting up here now because I really would like to embrace Brace.
Have you got his phone number?
I don't have his phone number.
Ah, annoying.
Facebook details, Twitter details. I've even seen him on Match.com.
Have you got his Skype?
He's on Match.com.
He was. I think.
Oh, man.
Well, I think he must have had problems with his marriage at one point. But I've tried to make contact with him, and I just think to myself, there's obviously something about my profile on the internet where it's like I'm just not interested.
If we can get to a place where we can get a signal, then I'm going on Match.com, going to look him up.
You should do, absolutely. And as you can see, he gets a lot of digital kisses and winks and whatnot, but he's not the most.
All from you, or from.
I think I've given him the odd sort of platonic plonk or a prop. What's it called? Poke. Platonic prop. Plonk. A platonic, whatever you call it. A plop. A platonic plop. There you go. A platonic high five. But I've never, there's nothing worse than doing a high five and not getting one back. You're just looking like you're swatting for flies. Yeah. You know, it's awful.
How big is he?
Height-wise, up to my shoulder.
Not interested in the height.
He's a big chap. I saw him in the on the other side of Sainsbury's on Christmas Eve with my parents type of thing. Yeah. I thought, maybe the seasonal tide might give him a bit of a hello, but I still got nothing back from him.
You waved at him. I
don't think he even recognises me now.
Right. He sounds actually like a bit of a dick.
I think maybe he's just got more going on with his life. My head is sort of going in that direction that he's a bit of a handful.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got to be said, a bit arrogant type of thing.
Yeah, fuck that Brace guy.
No, well said. It's got to be, let's leave it out. I mean, I'm 40 in a few years. He's had 4 decades to kind of reconnect with me. And it hasn't, well, not 4 decades, it's probably been about 2 decades.
Yeah.
And the internet's here now. He could knock on my cyber door.
Let him go, David.
Let him go, David.
Let him go, he's gone.
Let him go, David.
Let him go, he's gone.
So you have sent him messages, but he hasn't replied.
I've sent him loads of messages. I've said, remember Memory Lane, want to skip down it with David Edwards type
of
thing?
I haven't said that.
I haven't said that, you're quite right. I've just said, hi, Chris, it's Dave here. Do you remember me from Port Slade during the 80s? I kept it very basic, actually, and just sort of said, you know, looks like I like your car.
I like your car?
He's got a photo of his car on his Facebook profile, and he's holidayed a lot in Florida and Thailand and things like that. And, you know, I go through his photos. There's a lot of them type of thing. And he's doing pretty well for himself. You know, he's seen the world.
Can you show me some, like when we get off the raft or...?
Yep, absolutely. Well, I'm not his friend, unfortunately, so I mean, there's only so many I can kind of... But if you're interested, I am. We've got a joint interest there. Let's, you know...
Let's go for it.
Kim, do you want David to rub some cream into your back?
That would be good, yeah. I'm fair-skinned, so I kind of...
By all means, get on all fours and I'll happily put the sunscreen on. Absolutely.
Lovely.
Okay. Can you do that now or do it later on?
You can do it when you like, mate. I'm just...
Well, I'm on all fours.
Okay, so let's go for it. Not a problem. I'm just going to put a very small amount in both palms of my hands, like I'm about to do some pottery. Just kind of get the chemicals ready. And you're not allergic to anything, are you?
No, no.
Right, okay, let's have contact to your skin. I don't like doing this, but I think it's important for health. Well, it's another man's body, isn't it? It's kind of... Well,
what are you doing there?
I'm basically
that is weird.
Caressing
that is
the top.
Weird.
The top that is of the weird. Body, shielding it from any rays coming from the sun.
Yeah.
Okay.
There we go. And then just flip you over like a burger.
Oh, my word.
On the front, on the stomach,
like
on the thighs. There you go. Tap on the back. That means it's time to get up.
I've got a semi...
That's not a problem. We're all human.
Right. Yeah. I said it was.
No, you're quite right. No. I'm being quite cheeky today. It's going to be said. Quite critical.
Yeah. So, obviously, we've just spent 3 weeks on a remote island together.
Yes.
How did we feel about all that?
I enjoyed our time. I think, what do you think, Kim? I don't want to butt in with a massive...
You were quite the dominant party on the island. You took on that role, like in Lord of the Flies. You really kind of went for it.
Alpha male.
Which I found quite intimidating.
Oh, really? I didn't realise that.
Yeah,
well,
that's why I was hiding the bush for most of it.
Well, now we're on the raft, we've left the island, I'd like to officially apologise for being overbearing at times.
Yeah, yeah.
I just can you remember one incident in particular that...
Well, it's the first time you've actually touched me. I did ask you to... apply sunscreen before, and now it's taken. Now we're off the island. You seem more friendly with me.
Yeah, that was. The thing is, I have to go through a lot of barriers before I feel comfortable touching somebody.
Yeah.
And I think that's the ultimate moment when you know.
Yeah.
You actually think, I'm going to put my skin on your skin.
I decamped to the other side of the island.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I sort of woke up one morning, didn't even say goodbye.
No,
and wandered off.
I went, and now. So this feels really weird.
Yeah, we didn't actually get to talk much during that period, did we?
No.
I apologise. I think I hurt someone's feelings, i.e. yours. I think I sort of wandered over.
I was loving it, to be honest with you. I quite liked what I was watching.
You seemed to bond more at that point when I left the side of the island. I think
we did kind of bond a bit. I think it's the whole threes are crowded.
I went with Kim. You remember?
You started off with Kim and I started riding you up and down the beach.
Like a sort of donkey creature type of thing, which is good. I mean, it was a distraction for Brian. It kept us sane. It kept us focused.
Yeah.
I was happy to...
We could hear the parties.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, God, we had endless
he
parties.
He looked after me.
Who, Kim did?
Yes.
Yes, yes, he did.
Of course.
How did you look after each other? Just sort of hugged and, you know, kept the...
just kept him warm.
He really looked after me.
Yeah, I did just say that.
Well, it's important to look after each other in the jungle, for crying out loud. You've got nobody else.
Everything's fine between you now, yeah?
Everything's absolutely fine.
I think everything's fine everyone. Me, Kim, Brian, Kim and Brian, the robots, everyone.
Yeah. Okay, so second question.
Well, that could lead on to my question.
Oh, exactly.
Am I allowed to dominate? I'm dominating.
I dominated enough in the island. You dominate now, sir. You've
got a few questions, but I feel this one is pertinent now.
Oh, please do.
You know that it's more of a quiz or more of a like game.
Oh, lovely! I like a riddle.
You know that thing, marry, kill.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, good grief! Yeah, they're the three ones.
Can you play that with me? Brian and Charles, who would you marry, who would you kill, and who would you make sweet love to?
Okay. Right, OK, immediately I would kill...
I want the truth here, don't you?
Absolutely. I am going to give you the absolute truth here. Absolutely. I would kill the robot, because at the end of the day, you know, I'm not going to go to prison for that. I know it sounds awful. He's got an emotion, he's got a personality, but it'd be more like disassembling him. Sorry, Charles. Slightly rude, but it'd be more like just deassembling a microwave, wouldn't it? It wouldn't be an actual human being.
That is sad.
That is a bit sad, but I'm telling the truth.
Attack it.
Oh, good grief.
Attack it.
Got me in a headlock there. Come on, let's talk about this reasonably.
It is hypothetical, isn't it?
It is hypothetical. Let's be realistic about this.
Unless it is real, unless we do this.
Well, we could do. We could end the podcast with a marriage and a death.
Yeah, we could do, absolutely.
And a love scene.
It's
on a raft.
It's got to be said. Now, the other thing you've got to think about the long run and
let's
the short
get
run.
To that sex question.
Absolutely. The sex question, it's an explosion of enjoyment, but then it's done, isn't it? Yeah. I'm not going to spend my life with that person.
Who?
It's a very difficult one. I think I would have sex with your good self, Kim.
Good,
because it'd be a case of we don't really talk much afterwards. It would just be, we'd get on with it, we'd enjoy it.
Yeah.
We would have that emotional intensity in the loinal areas. Yeah. It would happen. The champagne cork would pop. You know, all those cliches.
Yeah.
And it'd just be a case of, you know, we'd make sweet love together.
Yeah.
And I don't always have to dominate. You'll find out. That's one area of my life. I could quite happily hand the alpha male torch to somebody else.
No, I'd hand it straight back.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah. I'm already seeing a bit of a marriage here, though, at the same time. How he's like, you know... I don't know, me and Brian spent a lot of time on the island together, you know, riding me up and down the beach as a donkey type of thing. I don't know... There's perhaps a bit more there than just the intercourse, the sex.
Yeah, but you'd have to spend every day with each other.
I think
I could handle that.
No, I could. Yeah. I can handle that. I could. You could handle it.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I would marry Brian. I'd have intercourse with yourself, and I would commit homicide on Childs.
So let's do this very quickly. Kill.
Childs.
Marriage.
Brian Gittings.
Fuck.
Kim Noble.
Cool.
Done. There's a clear thinking behind all that.
Next question, David. Obviously, you can ask the golden question at any point within the next...
Oh, whatever you think's right, happy to share.
It's entirely up to you. Next question. What do you want to achieve this year?
What I want to achieve is...
What do you want to achieve?
What do I want? I've got to dig deep. I don't want to talk about love anymore, because that's an old one there.
Be honest. What do you want to achieve?
I wouldn't mind. Do you know what? I'm going to say it. I'm tired of being a bloody bachelor. I know, as simple as that. I mean, it's an old one. It's the same record I'm putting on the groove, you know, on the bloody, you know, on the DJ machine.
Yeah.
But I want to find some LOVE, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
And I'm probably the most of the millennium. I've been hunting around for it. But that would be a good thing to achieve.
So you'd like a partner?
Yes, you're quite right. That's a far more clear and precise way of saying
it. How long are we going to be on the raft for, though? Because that's going to be...
Yes, that is a problem.
Let's fish for some ladies now.
Some
from
mermaids.
You know, that's a great idea. Let's cast the old rod and see if we can pick up some kind of mermaid.
Oh, I would love the idea of that.
I would love to watch you and a mermaid. I'd actually like a mermaid as well.
Well,
that'd be brilliant, wouldn't it?
There's plenty in the sea to go catch and flirt with.
David and Kim are casting their rods.
I certainly am. What baits you put on for a mermaid? Some chocolates or something? I'm trying to think.
Cheese, I think, isn't it?
Absolutely, some fromage all the way from Paris. Here we go. Cast off.
There we go.
There we are. Let's see.
Lucky.
This is better than the internet. This will work.
I wonder what it's like to hold on to a mermaid, what it feels like.
Your hand around those scales and give them a kiss.
Mm.
Goodness me.
What are you doing?
I've got my rod in front of me, and I'm getting ready to get myself a mermaid.
They've got lovely hair as well, haven't they?
Oh, they've got glistening hair. It's got the seawater in it.
Yeah.
It's got the salt and the crystals from the ocean.
The crystals.
Absolutely, and they're just...
Do they have orifi?
Horrifying.
I've never thought about that. I hope so, because if not, it'd be very frustrating, wouldn't it, if you managed to get one?
Where would you deal with that?
Well, they didn't have any orifice. Yeah. It's just a lot of kissing and hugging, which can only go so far if you're a grown man on a raft. Do you know what I mean? You'd want some kind of...
Mouth and nose.
Very true. You've got to be inventive when you're out in the wild.
Yeah.
You're quite right. There's two nostrils and a mouth. Yeah, you'd have to, in some way...
You'd have to all look away while...
Well, I would hope so. Go to your corners of the raft.
Yeah.
The other three corners. Look off into the horizon as I have some mermaid time. Action. Action. Yeah. Mermaid. Well said.
Hang on a minute. There's a bend to your rod, David.
Oh, here we go. Someone's
Quieter
been listening.
In.
Someone's a cheese addict.
It's a bit of luck.
Hello, sailors.
Wow!
Oh, plop! In the middle of the raft.
Hello, sailors.
Look at her wriggling around in the middle of the raft.
It's like an X-rated Disney cartoon come to life.
Oh,
right, middle
it's funny when you see it up close.
My really name is Rachel.
Rachel?
She doesn't look as attractive as I'd hope.
She's hideous. Yeah. Absolutely hideous.
She's doing a lot of swimming, I imagine. She's been underwater quite a bit.
She's not very attractive, and she's got half the body of a fish.
It's got to be said.
Don't look at me.
Don't look at her.
Oh, well, we can't not look at you. It feels almost a bit rude. The smell's not ideal either. A bit of Chanel would be good, I think, love, on the wrist.
Almost, I thought it was half and half, but it's almost like three quarters.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you're an actual mermaid, are you, really? You're more mer than maid type of thing.
I'm going to leave and find another raft.
No, please.
I'd like
to see you curl onto David's lap.
Yeah.
At least sit on this sailor's thigh and let's get to know
each other. Oh,
OK. Oh, thank you.
Oh, listen there to her slide around the rock.
Oh, goodness me. Oh, there we go. I'll hold you around the waist. There we are.
That's lovely.
There we are, there we are.
What's your name?
Rachel?
Rachel.
Rachel, yeah.
Lovely stuff.
Tell us about yourself, Rachel. Where have you been? What have you been up to?
Stop it. Ooh. I'm ticklish.
Hey,
what were you doing there?
Oh, just a little tickle under the armpit. Nothing else. Just a little whisper in the ear.
Is that an armpit?
Well, I'm not sure. It's something. It's connected to her arm, so I hope so. There we go. Oh, she's got lovely skin. You obviously moisturised.
I've just come from that oil carrier.
That makes sense. It's all making sense now.
You've been spending some nights with the sailors.
They fucked my brains out.
Did they?
Well, they've got a habit of doing that. You've got to watch them. It's got to be said. Don't be used by the Navy.
Do you want to...
Thanks.
No worries. Do you want to spend any time with her while me and Kim look the other way?
If you don't mind, I've been in this raft for quite a while and there's an opportunity here, and this is one thing I wanted to do, you know, make that special connection with a woman slash
fish. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Pelicans. Yeah.
Although I'm quite keen on finding out how it does...
You want to have a look, do you?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Well, maybe you could look at the reflection in the water. Yeah, give me full eye contact. You might put me off my sort of rhythm and my movement.
Before we start, what is your middle name?
Middle name is William. David William Edwards. What's yours, Rachel?
Don't have one.
Don't have one.
There you go. Straight to it. That's the beginning of a good relationship. No lying. No showing off.
You don't mind Rachel taking over and dominating?
I'm a mermaid.
She's a mermaid.
Yeah, very, very, quite right. Yeah, definitely. I don't mind her dominating, taking over. I'll lay here like a starfish in the middle of the raft, and you can do as you wish. Operate at will.
How does foreplay work with a mermaid?
Ooh, I don't know. You kind
ask her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go for it.
Rachel, in the world of the mermaid, how does one begin foreplay? How would I arouse?
I'm gonna slap you with me flippers.
Nice. Slap away, there we go.
Slap me with me flippers.
Oh, that was a bit of a sting. You left a sting there. I can feel the seawater on that. There we go, another one. Goodness me, you're gonna leave a bruise? This is domestic abuse, really, isn't it? But if you like it, that's the main
I'm
thing.
Finished.
Done.
Oh, done. No, there we go.
That? Yeah.
Two slaps either cheek.
How was that for you?
A bit confused, really. I feel a bit more... I don't feel aroused, it's got to be said. Foreplay is usually about putting some dynamite...
Oh, my God. Bye.
Gone. She's gone.
Oh, Rachel?
As quick as she came, she left.
Well, that was an experience, wasn't it?
I was a bit disappointed, I have to say, because you are going to have to make love to me, and if that's what I'm...
Okay.
Kim, that's not a problem, sir. Do you know what I mean? We've done a verbal contract.
No.
Did it?
It didn't excite you, my...
No, not really.
Well, you've got to remember, I've only been eating coconuts on an island. I haven't got the bronze body that I'd have if I was living in East Sussex.
You've got quite a nice body, though.
Well, thank you very much. Any particular part of it you particularly want to compliment? Sort of
the back area.
The back area, sort of, is quite...
Yeah, the back shoulder area.
The back of the fridge, just very streamlined and white.
Fridge.
Yes. Door of
any household appliance.
Yeah, any household. Yeah. Thank you. Very nice.
Ask the golden question?
I certainly would love to ask you a golden question.
I'm terrified by the golden question. I've been...
Do with it what you will. You can ignore it if you want.
No.
Questions can be ignored, you know what I mean? Absolutely. And, you know, it's one to embrace. It's golden. It's a golden opportunity. During your days in comprehensive secondary or private, whatever education stream you went down, were you a bully or bullied? And how did that help you become a man?
Wow. Wow.
What's a question?
That is a question.
On a raft.
Well, maybe
on
just take
raft.
One of those.
No, it's
a strange one. I'm doubting myself now.
The thing is, I've got a girl's name, as you know.
Do you know, you're so masculine. Ooh, I never even thought of that.
That is, oh man, can you say that again?
You're so masculine. I haven't even thought of that.
I'd like that to be your, what do you call it?
Catchphrase.
Oh,
you're
man.
So masculine.
To anybody.
Yeah.
Can you do that from now on?
I will go. I wanted a catchphrase.
Out of nowhere, just go, ooh.
Yeah, ooh, you're so masculine.
Lovely stuff.
I'm not going to find love this year, but I've got a catchphrase. You've got to be positive, haven't you? That's very true. I've never even thought of it's a woman's name. You know, when you wandered in, I was like, oh, he's got a woman's name, like Hillary or whatever. It's like, you've pull it off, pal. You pull it off.
I look like a man.
Yeah, you do. And you've got the whole physique and body language.
But ginger curly hair as well doesn't go down too well at school either, does it?
Once again, you're right, but I didn't identify it immediately. You know, like, oh, that's a weakness. I'll use that on Kim later.
Tell you what.
Sorry, you're quite right, Brian. I keep pointing at people.
It would have been great.
You're quite right.
If you'd been around when I was at school to come up and say your catchphrase to me.
Yes, that would have boosted things up.
That would have really helped me.
Oh, he's masculine in the canteen.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so masculine.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely, at the back of the classroom.
Yeah, that would have really helped my childhood, I think.
If only our timelines could have overlapped, I could have been your PR manager, sort of boosted things up for you in the corridors.
Look at that seagull. Should we shoot the seagull?
Please do. Has anyone got an air gun or a rock? Or how does one...
I have.
Okay.
Oh, so Charles is always ready.
Ben.
What was that?
We can eat that. We probably need to get
that
to eat.
Oh, a seagull feast.
Okay, so get your knives out, David. And,
absolutely, we can use its beak to pick our teeth afterwards.
I've got a question here from a listener.
Oh, yes.
Any superstitions? This is from Richard Prangle. Mr. Richard
Prangle. That's a lovely name, by the way, Prangle.
Briny Hoof.
I think I've got too many superstitions. And I think after a while, superstitions become medical, and it's called OCD. And I think you've got to watch it because superstitions can haunt your life, type of thing.
Okay, this.
And I've got to cut
like
down.
We're going down a fantastic avenue.
Yeah, I think I've got to cut down on them. I need to have gone on a superstition diet, basically.
So, are you OCD?
I do have OCD. Yes, it's got to be. It's something I'm constantly wrestling with.
And how does that show itself?
Just find it difficult to leave the flat come Monday morning. It's
that bad?
A lot of checking.
So you check what?
I check lots of things three times, the Holy Trilogy. Fridge doors.
Fridge door.
We don't want to keep that open or even slightly. I wish there was logic behind OCD.
What's the worst thing that happened?
The worst thing that happened is I come back from work and the fridge has been left open.
Yeah.
And my frankfurters, my cheese, my bread, my dinner, my food, my petrol is all wasted, basically.
Yeah.
That would be the biggest fear. Or the idea of leaving a window open or a door. You know, the flat is my responsibility. I give money to these people who live in a bigger house to allow me to live in their smaller flats.
Now, does this OCD affect you to the point where you might get to the train station and you go, I've got to go back and check?
That has happened to me three times.
For
some reason, it's always about my passport. I always think, when was the last time I saw my passport? Where's my passport? I know, a lot of people are thinking this isn't
Where
logical.
Is your passport?
In my back pocket because,
now?
Yes, it is, unfortunately.
Oh, your passport is in your back pocket now?
Yes, it is because.
Can I take a photocopy of it?
If you wish. It's.
Luckily, it's the one thing we have got on the old raft is a photocopy.
A photocopier. Because if not, my OCD will just insane.
Man.
But that's obviously...
You take your passport around with you all the time in case you lose
because
it.
Because the OCD has got so intense, I've literally driven back.
Okay. It's warm as well.
Put my buttocks, so sat on the raft.
But it's expired.
I know it has expired. I need to sort that out. It's going to be endless paperwork.
It's expired.
I know.
Oh.
The whole thing is quite tragic.
And it's warm. And it's very warm.
It's very warm.
What are you going to do with that photocopy of his passport, Kim?
Well, I need to get off this raft. I need to go. I think I could become you. That's what I'm thinking. I need to change identity a little bit. I've got identity issues.
I would love a doppelganger.
If I could become... Well, you'd have to become me.
Oh, that's true. That's true. You're being very much the alpha male now, and I respect that.
Yeah. So we've changed roles a little bit.
Is there any way you could do an impersonation of one another now?
Would that work? I can. The thing is, I'd love to hear you do an impression. I can't do accents. It's really annoying.
No,
or impressions.
I think it's all about self-belief, and I think, you know, I don't usually good at them, but I'll give it a go. I think you've got a certain air of calm, masculine authority, and it's sort of you've had your legs folded on the raft, and it's very much kind of like.
I've opened them up now. You've just noticed.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, we've sort of gone.
As soon as you pointed
opposites.
That out, I've opened them up.
It's all about the subconscious.
Yeah,
that's the person who's pulling the strings, really. And it's a case of I'm trying to think of something you said to me. Hello, David. It's quite like that. It's like silk.
Would you agree, Brian?
It's like, hello, David.
Can you keep going? I'd like you to keep going.
Hello, David. Have you had a nice afternoon? Did you enjoy your time with the mermaids? It's, you know, it's deep. It's got a good acoustic. It's got a good rhythm. It's not dominating.
Yeah.
There's no anxiety behind it. It's not like, listen to me.
The thing is, I can only do a South African. That's all I can
do. That's fine.
That's perfect.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
So if you were South African, I could probably just about do you. Oh, it's awful, isn't it?
Well, you know.
No, if I came from South Africa, that's what I'd sound like.
Yeah, that's what
maybe
you'd
do.
David, can you do an impression of Brian?
What, B. Brian Gittings? An impression of Brian. That'll be a tough one, but I'll give it a go. It's not a problem. Hi, everyone. Sort of a deep kind of... sorry, Brian, this is quite inappropriate.
No.
Welcome to the Brian...
I'm going to get deeper than that, mate.
Welcome to the Brian Gittings Show.
That is bang on.
Nailed it.
That is bang on.
You're not just leading me down the path there.
No,
I think it's good. That's
all right.
Just, you know, I think the thing is, you don't know what talent you've got until you explore them. Sorry, Brian.
Sorry.
And me.
And do an impersonation of Charles.
OK, hello, David. How are you? Here is I apologise. It's not. It's
final question.
It's not my area. I apologise. It's not my area of expertise.
Can I go in again with another question? Do you mind?
Oh, can you do it?
You are the alpha male now.
Yeah, I can. Yeah. Hold on.
Okay.
You're the alpha male. You do as you wish.
I was just jumping into the sea.
Here we are. Okay.
Oh, he's holding onto the edge of the
Yeah. I don't want to take it down a violent road again. But how would you... What would be your technique to kill somebody?
Okay.
Say...
No, this
someone's written in, put a nasty comment on the podcast.
It happens.
Very upset. You need to go and...
I've given you a ring. I've said, sort them out, David.
This happens. You know, we live in a jungle.
Like genuinely...
Yeah,
What would you do? How are you going around there? What would you take? What would you do?
Basically, it's as simple... If you want to hear the
absolute
logic...
Are they in their flat? They answer the door?
Let's say that, yeah.
Right, I mean, I wasn't imagining them in their flat originally, so that is...
Where were you imagining them?
I was imagining them on a train station for some reason. I don't know
why. Well, they might have got the train.
I'm a coward. It's got to be as simple as that.
Yeah.
And I think it would be a case of... I would push them when no one's looking into a train. That's horrific. That needs to be edited out. Make sure there's no CCTV cameras around. And just give them a quick push. Simple as that. Just with the back of the blades. Off you go.
So
whisper something in the ear. Who's in charge now? Still on the tracks.
So they definitely have to be catching a train. So the person...
I don't know, my brain has just thought of that.
They've written a bad review.
Yeah.
You follow them to the station.
What does he look like, David? What are you looking at?
He's very tall, got big biceps and tattoos, and he's got a tracksuit. You know, he's a well-built man.
Keep it genuine, mate.
I will keep it definitely
genuine.
Mate,
I want to really feel it.
Okay, really feel it, okay? You know, he's... do you know what? Yeah, he's well-dressed in the sense that he's a bit up himself. He's, you know, he's gone to Topshop. He's got, like, a sort of... one of those jumpers on with, a clever saying, an ironic saying on the front.
Train's arriving.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. One, two, three.
Make your way over.
I would wander over, I would blow into his ear, and I'd say, who's in charge now, pal? Both hands on the palms of the back of his back, and then a good thrust and a push, and then off he would go, like a diver in the Olympics, but onto the tracks, and bang, like a spurt of blood.
Does he survive?
No, I hope he wouldn't after that. Flipping heck, no.
What does he look like looking at?
Oh, it just, you know, what, the train driver or?
No, it's not him, just the bloke who's there.
Well, I mean, it'd just be like, just fragmented, it'd be bits everywhere, ultimately. Do you know what I mean? There'd be a Nike shoe over there, a Rolex watch over there at the bush. It'd just be, he'd just be completely sliced and diced.
Serves him right, though.
Because he was rude to me on a social media website, and he hurt my feelings.
That'll do, fine. One last question.
Guys, there is someone swimming towards the raft.
Oh, wow. Oh, who is this?
Who is this lovely person?
Hello, it's me, Christopher Brace.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Christopher Brace.
I love it when things just tie up in such a unique manner. Chris, how you doing, friend? Give me a hand.
I have been hunting you down, David.
Really? That's ironic, because I hunt you down every day of the week, sir.
Yes.
Goodness, well, you're looking great. It's got to be said, you're still a bit on the chubby side, but you've got that lovely smile to you.
Shake my hand.
Oh, absolutely. I've been dreaming of this. Let's turn it into reality. Goodness me, it's a warm grip. It's got a good shape to it. You're going places. You really are.
Kiss me.
Absolutely.
I knew it was going to go down this...
Forehead, lips, or cheeks? I don't mind the...
Joking.
Oh, of course you are. Are you sure you're joking? That's a bit of an anticlimax, but...
Good show.
You got me again, Christopher Brace. There you go.
I'm still struggling in the water.
Yeah, that's just very true.
I forgot you were down there. Yeah. I'm sort of drifting
away a little bit.
Come on board, Kim.
No, I think he's taking it.
Help
me.
Chris, can you help him?
I read a bit of silence. Let's just listen to Kim drift off.
Feeling tired, falling asleep.
Oh, good grief, we've let him down.
The waves are taking me.
Get him just drifting off into the...
Help me.
I've got Christopher back, but I've then lost the friend.
I really want to just keep hearing him say, help me.
Help. Help me.
I do feel a bit responsible, Brian.
Help me.
He looks so peaceful.
He does look peaceful. I can still see his head just bobbing around. He's about 30 yards away now.
Should we stand and salute? Should we do something respectable?
Just watch him. Look at him.
He is smiling as he approaches death.
There we go.
Lovely way to go.
Like a gentleman.
Oh, I could watch his bobbing head for ages. There we are, and he's just entering the water. He's fully submerged, and he's gone.
There we go.
He's gone. Well,
like a Viking's funeral.
Viking.
It was lovely to know you, friend. It really was. That time we'd spent the raft. You know, that was supposed to be my lover. He's gone under the water. Never got to actually have that night of passion.
So we've got to the end of the episode
without Kim, which, you know, I just feel
what
as though
we learned from Kim.
I learned from Kim. That just basic naval health and safety. Just don't stay out in the water. Keep on the raft, people. Christopher, Brian, keep on the raft because the current is too strong.
Anything else, sort of worldly wise?
I think worldly wise. I think the death element. I didn't realise there was any homicidal desires within me. But it's got to be said that immediately, as soon as I pushed him on the tracks, I felt bad. But there was a certain enjoyment beforehand. But once it was done, don't do it, people at home, because once you've done, you can't go back.
Okay.
And the guilt was horrific.
Do you know how I'd like to end this podcast? I'd like to have kind of like a minute's silence, but with a nice bit of melancholic music playing just for Kim. Let's remember Kim.
Definitely.
Just for the last 30 seconds. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. Much love to Kim.
Yes.
Goodbye, everyone.
Au revoir.
Tuck into that seagull?
You would have loved that.
You would have loved that.
I really would do. Respect. Let's have some of the seagull. You're quite right. I'll have a wing each. I have to share it.
You would have loved that.
Yeah, you would have loved that.
You would have loved that.